brought to you by the Mutual Audio Network. With a name like Mutual, it has to be good.
The following audio drama is rated PG for parental guidance.
Jetzt 28 Tage, 28 Überraschungen im großen McDonald's Weihnachts-Countdown. Zum Beispiel der legendäre Big Mac für nur 1 Euro. Nicht verpassen. Jeden Tag ein neues Hammerangebot. Jetzt in der App. Nur in teilnehmenden Restaurants.
Last time on 1918.
Henry, now's not the time for heroism. He has two enormous guns for arm.
Hand over zero, it's never to spare your life. Never. And now, episode 2 of 1918.
Kill me and you'll never find the orbs.
I see you picked up the personal shielding unit from the wreckage, Dr. Isotope. And who are you, miss?
Me?
Yes, you have a very angelic face.
Beautiful.
I don't give out my name to formerly deceased flying aces who are now robots.
She is charming as well. A shame about those personal shielding units. So unreliable. No matter how close.
Du, wollen wir uns das letzte Stück von dem leckeren Kuchen teilen? Hm?
Nee.
Einfach richtig gut backen. Ab Montag, dem 21.10. exklusiv bei Aldi. Küchenmaschine mit WLAN-Funktion. Zum Aldi-Preis von 199 Euro. Und vieles mehr. Jeden Tag besonders. Einfach Aldi.
Someone else might be to you.
Very well. You win. The orb is on Xavier's body.
This won't be it. Now, I'm afraid I might have to shoot you both anyway. Several times, actually. Until your bodies are unrecognizable puddles of goopy goo.
Darn.
Wait a minute. Something I'm very curious about. Before you shoot me...
Evelyn.
Can you tell me what that is on your robot body?
Oh, you mean this black box? Oh, why, this is a teleportation device.
It seems so strange and futuristic.
It has won maybe 2 more trips. Sadly, they burn out. Just like your companion's personal shielding unit. As I will demonstrate.
Unless I do this. Henry!
It's okay. The shielding unit absorbed the bullet. You are amazing. You just ran up to him and... And
activated the teleportation device on his person. I remember, I was there.
How did you even know that it would take him to his next program destination?
I didn't. We just seemed out of options and it had a button, so I pushed it.
Xavier! Are you okay?
No! I was shot several times, you fathead. It is too late for me, but... You must get back the orb.
What's that in his hand?
Smart lady, I tracked him using the
Trackatron?
Yes!
The teleportation energy residue indicates that he went somewhere in Berlin.
Find him! Find him or we're all doomed!
Xavier? No! Don't die, you bastard! You can't die! And stop slapping me!
Is he?
He was my mentor. My only friend.
Henry, I'm so sorry.
Stop wasting time! Just go!
before. It's like I can still hear his voice.
We need to get to Berlin.
Do you speak German?
No.
French?
No.
You speak any language aside from English?
I'm monolingual.
Well, I've got bad news.
Is the bad news that I'm going to stick out like a sore thumb?
Pretty much, yes.
Unless I use... this!
It looks like headgear.
But it translates languages in my head. I won't be able to talk, but I'll be able to understand German as if it is English. I call this device the orthodontist. Because of its appearance.
Right, so blending in with the locale...
out of the question.
Let's play it by ear, then, and get to Berlin.
What do you propose?
Do we have any teleportation devices?
No.
Well, I'm out of ideas.
Well, the Order does have access to some higher-ups in the government. Even Wilson has her ear. I may make a few calls. My back is barking up a storm.
1 week ago, if you had told me that I'd be quickly inducted into a secret order my supposedly long-dead father had been a founding member of, whisked across the Atlantic, parachuted into the outskirts of Germany, and then forced to hide in a cargo box in a Zeppelin bound for Berlin, I might have punched you. I might anyway. Couldn't we have snuck into a larger crate?
If those guards hadn't been right on our tails, trust me, we would have.
I said all that in German, by the way.
Ah! The orthodontist is working, then! Hopefully the other alien tech will work. Do you remember how to use it?
Yes. This cube will turn water into oxygen.
Right. Just put it in your mouth, like I'm doing with mine.
Right. And this disc-like object, this one sticks to any surface.
Correct. You should have two. Affix them to your hands, and you can climb up walls. Power it on and off with a whistle. A lot of their technology is oral.
Aural.
That's what I said. And you've also got...
the laser. I know how to use the laser. I can't wait to use the laser. Laser! Pew, 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 pew! Sorry. I'm getting a little stir-crazy.
No need to worry. Found it kind of cute, actually.
Do you ever think about what if they come back? The aliens. Surely the Order must know more about it than what we civilians have read in the rags.
Well, we've been analyzing their tech for the government, so we know more about that.
Obviously.
But the papers are generally right. It was an invasion of some sort. They made a critical navigational error. That's why they all crashed. If they come back, we're pretty doomed.
And yet here we are. Humanity. Every country in the world fighting. Nobody's stopping for a second to think maybe we'll need our united strength to repel the next wave.
You're right. Too many politicians and world leaders are banking on the fact that there won't be a next wave. When will we learn? Maybe this will be the last...
You can't change human nature, Henry. Sadly, I doubt that this war will end all wars. Maybe when the dead are tallied, the Americans, British, French, Germans, and Austrians will never fight each other again. But I can't help but feel that every generation will have to face a war.
I don't know. I'd like to think that we evolve as a species. I'm inclined to...
You fell on me!
The crate must have rolled. We've got to get out of here.
Henry, part of you is... well, standing at attention.
Sorry, I just, the closeness and the danger.
The danger?
We're going down! This is it!
Don't panic.
I'm not! Oh God, we're going to die! We're going to die!
Are there any chutes?
No! The most semblance of a plane outside the cargo hold!
I can fly it, let's go. Climb down here.
There's a crazy sortie going on out there! Is that Albert Ball's plane?
Who knows? Hop in.
I thought this crate was crap. This thing must be meant for children. Are you sure you can fly it?
Fly? Yes. Land? Yes, I can also land it. I mean, Christ, who can fly a plane without learning how to land it? That would be useless.
No!
confirm kill!
And he's right at my tailpipe! Hold on! I'm gonna try and lose him!
Will Evelyn be able to outmaneuver the legendary Albert Ball? Or will the British ace inadvertently kill two allies? Find out next time on 1918.
You've been listening to 1918, an Oral Stage Studios production, written by Richard Lovejoy, starring Robin Reed, Patrick Pizzaroluso, Abe Goldfarb, and featuring Avery Pearson, Alyssa Simon, Richard Lovejoy, Matthew Boudreau, directed by Samantha Mason, sound design by Matthew Boudreau and Mike De Almeida. Music by Chris Chappell, with Jennifer Harder on trumpet. Recorded at the Brewery Recording Studio, Brooklyn, New York. Visit us online at www.1918show.com.
Mach dich bereit für Hannover 96 gegen VfL Osnabrück. Alle Wetten zum Spiel auf bwin.com oder in der bwin-App. Die Quote für einen Heimsieg liegt aktuell bei 1,9. bwin, das ist unser Spiel. Angebotsinformationen unter bwin.com. Glücksspiel birgt Suchtgefahr. Mindestalter 18 Jahre. Hilfe unter glücksspielhilfe.de.
Die Allianz präsentiert das 1x1 der Zukunftsvorsorge. Die Wahrscheinlichkeit, dass dich dein Chef auf die Malediven versetzt, 0%. Die Wahrscheinlichkeit, dass sich deine Allianz Lebensversicherung lohnt, 100%. Die neue Allianz Lebensversicherung. Sicher wie erwartet, attraktiver als du denkst. Mehr Infos jetzt auf allianz.de/lohnt sich oder bei deiner Beratung vor Ort.
Oh, hello. Have you tried, friends, Oshaline Motor Fuel? Oshaline, manufactured by the 4Patrol Corporation, is the only high-octane motor fuel made from distilled seaweed. When I am driving to the movie set and I notice that I need motor fuel, I stop at my neighborhood Oshaline station and get my tank filled with that good stuff. Oh, hello. Mr. Oshaline man, I did not see you there. Are you here to enlighten us further?
Yes, that's right. Oshaline, that high-octane motor fuel made from distilled seaweed, is the only motor fuel of its kind made with kelpinate. It's guaranteed to give you more miles per dollar, so try Oshaline with kelpinate today.
That is what I'm here for, Mr. Oshaline man. Give my car what it is craving. Fill her up with Oshaline with kelpinate. Yeah.
The Mutual Audio Drama Network, where we listen and imagine together.